Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Origin Week here on SEN, the home of sport, the Sports Entertainment Network. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossi and Mambo Magnuson. James Magnuson, just coming from his trailer. He's on his way to the studio right now. Things have changed since he's linked up with Dancing with the Stars. There's a little more prep for James to get ready for the show. Where do we start today, though? What a weekend. Where do you want to go with all of the sport, the football, the soccer? Is quite incredible. Some of the stories out of the weekend from the EPL confirmation. Everton stay up. Leeds and Leicester on their bike. They go down. The story of Luton making it all the way through to the EPL. We're going to catch up with Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust. You've just got to listen to that story. If you haven't got your head around their climb all the way to the EPL next season, is one of the great stories in sport, a movie waiting to be made. But elsewhere, you've got the incredible deeds in the NBA. You've got five matches in the NRL to unpack. You've got some amazing games in the AFL, both Sydney and the Giants winning over the weekend. The Super Rugby, not such a good weekend for the Australian clubs. Monaco Grand Prix, sensational. French Open underway. Now he's here. Let's cue the music. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Mambo Magnuson. Welcome, James.
Welcome, Vossi. Just dusting off the glitter. I was up till midnight last night actually filming, so it's a quick turnaround, but Origin Week's here. Brandy's in Adelaide, so I'm back for another day.
Well, I must say, just for the benefit of our listeners, that's a lovely sequined number you have now, right down to sequined from your neck all the way down to the crotch. I think it's a wonderful look. Just a sort of a dynamic sort of sky blue, getting in the feel of Origin jumpsuit you're wearing this morning. So that's very nice. I thought you'd be on your bye weekend like the rest of the Bulldogs players. No?
No, didn't get the trip up to Hamilton Island. Very disappointing.
No, Port Douglas, yes. Now, there's a few different issues. Before we talk about actual matches and build up to Origin, by the way, our coverage of State of Origin is huge. Brandy on deck, of course, and will be on the program after 8 o'clock this morning. I will be broadcasting from Adelaide on the day of the game and also Thursday, so Wednesday, Thursday, coming out of the Origin City, if you will. And, of course, SEN with the call of the match on Wednesday night and all different calls. You know, you get the Maroons bias call, the Blues bias call, the neutral call. It's all here again on SEN. But just on those issues, one is Jared Croker. Now, Canberra, resting Jared Croker from Friday night's game against the West Tigers so that he can play his 300th NRL game the following weekend at home. Now, I will say, I love the romance of this. I think, you know, this is a beautiful story. But I think I've got to side with Cooper Cronk, who was pretty outspoken on Fox Legs. And that's ridiculous. Like, you know, you play to win. You win and then you go again the next week. I don't think Jared Croker needs to be rested. I'm really confused by this, that Jared Croker, the team man, could possibly support this. What's your thoughts, James?
Yeah, I think it's BS, Vossi. Team first mentality. And Cooper's saying that having come from a Melbourne Storm system where it's always team first. How many people in that team would have celebrated their 300th? And that never would have even been a thought for Craig Bellamy. So I'm with Cooper here. I'm very surprised by this. Given the momentum that Canberra has gathered since Jared Croker's come back into this squad, you'd think they'd want to maintain that. And look, I think it's a little disrespectful to the Tigers.
I think you're right. I think it's hard not to have that perception, isn't it? It's that, would you be doing it if you're playing Penrith? Would you be doing it if you're playing, you know, the Sharks up the top of the table or the Broncos? It's the Tigers. And Ricky defended it, saying that, you know, he'd done it weeks out. But we'll let the listeners have the say. They can have the final say on this one. And I think fans of other clubs can buy into this conversation. You must have an opinion on this. Is that right? Can you appreciate the romance of it and the setting up? Or no, as you've just said, team first mentality. 1300 01 11 70. And get on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Now the next one, Phil Gould has been accused of double standards in the Telegraph, with Bulldogs players spotted at holiday destinations, including Hamilton Island, Port Douglas, during their bye week. Gus was critical of the Knights when Bradman Best was spotted in Bali, saying it wouldn't happen in my day. Now, I want to clarify this. The original comments by Gus, and it's been written up as, you know, it was a huge spray, withering spray, I think might have been the quote in the story. I don't think it was a withering spray.
No.
He was talking in a very conversational style when he was talking about this, and it wouldn't happen in my day. It wasn't the heaviest bake, but the issue was, does a football manager of another club have any right to be making comment on another club? And now this happens. Where do you go with this? Where do you stand on this one, James?
Oh, I was the same as you, Bossy. I watched it, and that grab, even saying it wouldn't happen in my day, was sort of towards the end of it. He didn't really have a problem with it at the start. So it's a little bit of a storm in a teacup. Are you open to hypocrisy when you are constantly commenting on things in the media? Of course.
Yes, of course you are.
Always. But the article itself, I mean, award-winning stuff, nothing quoted from the Knights. They said the Knights were unhappy with it, but weren't willing to comment. So were the Knights unhappy? We don't actually know.
Well, I think they were unhappy, but they're not going to add fuel to the fire in this and the argy-bargy rugby league. But it is rugby league. It is the soap opera of rugby league. Just continues with that sort of thing. I'm pretty sure Gus will handle it.
I reckon he'll handle it.
But if to our Queensland listeners, we're bulldog spotting. Can you text in if you've spotted a bulldog? Let us know where this morning. 0457 736 736, and we'll make a map of Australia or parts if they obviously haven't gone out of the country. But we'll find, spot a bulldog. 0457 736 736. The New South Wales Rugby League. Now, here's the third issue. We'll push ahead with plans to wear the navy blue jersey on Wednesday night, despite the NRL asking the Blues to revert to the traditional jersey. The NRL poked their head up and said, no, like us. Say, no, we're sky blue. We're sky blue. And the point we've made last week, the navy is Victorian. And we're going into Adelaide wearing Victorian colours. Like, I don't get it. I will not stand down on this one. I don't give a SH, and then you can add the last two letters to it, about the marketing dollar. It's the state they're representing. Queensland wear maroon, New South Wales wear sky blue, end of conversation. That's it.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that Victorian point. That's a really good point as well. It's not even our colours. I wonder how many of those jerseys they'll sell, because that is a rubbish jersey. It's the size of the Westpac on it is ridiculous. I assumed, similar to you, that was a training strip, because that's what it looks like. It just looks so amateurish. I can't believe we're wearing that. And I can't believe the New South Wales Rugby League has stood their ground on this one. Surely the NRL pulls rank.
Well, they claim that it, the New South Wales Rugby League, it is their team. They claim that it sold well, but if that doesn't mean anything to me. The New South Wales, if the sky blue jersey is the only one available, doesn't it sell well? Like isn't that the jersey that everyone would buy to support New South Wales? Because that is their bloody jersey and their colours. And they only play three games a year, and there's no clash. There's no home and away. That's rubbish, because otherwise you would wear navy every time you played in Queensland as well, because that's away.
Yeah.
It's an illogical... Brandy last week said, no, the outrage, and I agree with that. We get outraged about things, but I am outraged about this.
Yep,
And for good reason.
I'm with you.
So any last thoughts, folks? Are you going... I need to hear from the stakeholders of the game. Are you going to buy the navy jersey? Do you buy the navy? Do you buy into this marketing pitch that it would sell better than the sky blue of New South Wales? There's your third topic, 0457 736 736. Now, from the football on the field, I must say yesterday's game confused me. I thought that was a game of confusion. Knights and Manly, I found a number of decisions in that game baffling, James. I don't know in your dance schedule whether you were able to sit down and soak it all in, were you?
I saw highlights, but I will admit I was off dancing for most of it.
Well, can I say this, just on one, we were told early doors, you can't question doctors' integrity and all the rest. But I reckon, among other things, I've reached a point where I have absolutely no idea what warrants a player being taken from the field for an HIA or staying on the field. Because Reid Marnie, from your Bulldogs game last Sunday week, copped the forearm, you know, Tino Fasil Malawi running, and Marnie had to go for 15 minutes. Yesterday, Kalyn Ponga was under assault yesterday. I don't get it. I reckon the independent doctor in HIA is an absolute wild card going into this Origin series. It's a wild card week to week in the NRL, but I reckon the independent doctor is going to have influence on the result Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Because some stay on, some don't. You tell me where the thread is of consistency across what you've seen, just to your eye, watching rugby league.
Yeah, you're right. It is a lottery. And you remember game 3 last year of State of Origin, I think we had 4 HIAs in the first...
First minute, yeah.
Yeah, it was absolute madness. Throw Tevita Pengai Jr. and Hudson Young into that mix. We're going to have head knocks galore come Wednesday night.
So, the independent doctor has 15 minutes off the field.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to say, no, I don't have faith in the system. I'll declare it. You shoot me down if you like. You're not a doctor, Voss. No, I'm not a doctor. That's right. I'm not a doctor. It's like The Hangover. No, I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you, I've watched football all my life, and now we have this situation where the Marnie one, he doesn't even flinch. He doesn't have the wobbly boot or anything, but he has to go for 15. And yesterday, Kalyn Ponga gets hit, one, two, three times? Like it's...
Do we have a form line on these doctors? Are they getting picked on form like the referees? Do we have a best and a worst
that's
doctor?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a Dally M for the doctors? Independent doctor Dally M. Find out who the best one is. All right. Okay. Well, there's another question for you, folks. Good news, Corey Hutter-Witter Knight of the Raiders player out of hospital early hours yesterday. Distressing. What happened there on Saturday night, South Canberra. We will speak with Ben Pollock, the Canberra Raiders media manager, later today to get the very latest there. But obviously there's a bit of ground to go. Watching the AFL on Saturday night, the Giants finish in Toby Green's 200th game. Now, I know a lot of people listening, they say, stick to your rugby league. But no, I'm telling you, it was a great finish to the game because Geelong were coming hard, like really... They had the crowd on their side and all the rest, and somehow the Giants hung on for their best win of the season. So, well done, the Giants beating Geelong. It ended up 81-74, but could have so easily gone the other way. Swans winning. And Damien Hardwick posts a photo yesterday on social media. This is Damien Hardwick on social media, on Twitter. He's sitting on the couch wearing the Richmond top, holding a long neck, with his dog sitting on the lounge, ready to go. Well, he's not ready to go because he's not there with the team. How do you feel about that a week on, James? We copped a bit of flack last week for our opinion, and he's the captain of the Titanic. He just left the team. Yeah. He just left them, left the crew.
We did, Voss. Yeah. We did cop it a little bit, didn't we? And people said to wait and see and listen what happened with the story. Well, we've waited. We've seen. Yeah. We've listened to the story. And I think I feel very comfortable in saying I stick by what I said last week. It's not something I do. I'm not a quitter. I see things out, and that's all I can see this as, quitting mid-season. I think if they'd had more wins on the board, he'd be a little less burnt out.
Anyway, look, big smile on his face, holding a beer. He's got half his contract money for the year. So the opinion of Sydney siders is very different to Melbourneites. Let me tell you, having been on Jared Waitley's program.
Yeah.
Having been on Jared Waitley's program last week, and I dared make the suggestion that he's quit, that he's walked out on the team. Wow, there you go. Now, just rugby union for you. Okay, here's another one for you, Joe. I'm throwing questions out at everyone today.
Okay.
Eddie Jones said that the Swali'i, you know, got rugby union to talk about something. You know, we're on the page. Well, what else would you talk about in rugby union? With the greatest of respect, we're a week away. Now, 2 weeks away from the finals. This was the second last round of the Super Rugby season.
Mm.
And 4 of the 5 Australian clubs are all beaten. And the only reason an Australian franchise had a win was because 2 of them were going head-to-head. The Rebels beat the Force 52-14. But the Brumbies were beaten. The Waratahs were thrashed by the Crusaders. Mac Jorgensen, sadly, a knee injury. And the Highlanders got up against the Reds. It was a dramatic finish. But the fact is, what would you be talking about in rugby union at the moment?
Not much, Vossi. I don't know what the competition's called anymore. I miss the club rugby. I like that Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon club rugby. I think it's a much better product. But, yeah, it's a strange time for rugby, and I mean, they may be happy with the publicity that it stirred, but that Swali'i signing is looking more and more questionable by the day.
Well, the fact of the matter is, they play a top eight in the Super Rugby, and that's the only way that the Australian clubs, we have a contingency there. Otherwise, it'd be the Brumbies, the only side playing finals football if they had a top five. But with a top eight in a 12-team competition, the Reds and the Waratahs will get in there. Very sad to hear about the news about Max Jorgensen, by the way. Could be a serious knee injury. So certainly out for the rest of the Waratahs season, but World Cup also a problem there. So get on the phones right now, 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Boston, Miami will go to Game 7 tomorrow in the NBA. We've got Charlie Goodsir back up. What's up, Charlie? He's back on deck. He'll give us a report on the NBA. We'll cover all the football news, but we want to hear your opinion on those topics that were thrown out at you. And if you want any dancing tips, of course, James Magnuson is in the house. We become an extra element to our program. And I've got some big news for you, folks. Pull the car over. Guess who's back? Jay the Bookman. Jay the Bookman is back on deck today. And that's coming up in about 10 minutes' time. You won't want to miss it. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.